Many people are avid readers of obituaries, and usually it's the passing of the well-known and famous that attract their attention. But some people are drawn to those small print columns about people who were equally loved but lesser known, ordinary people who lived extraordinary but less widely observed lives. Writer Alyssa Eli is drawn to their stories. She reads between the lines to find out who these mothers and fathers, colleagues and neighbors really were. She wants to tell the stories of people whose passings have gone more or less unnoticed. And so we're beginning a series today that we're calling The Remembrance Project, The Lives of Those Among Us. And Alyssa Eli joins us now. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Really good to have you. So tell us what inspired your interest in this project.
Well, I had a very beloved great uncle who lived to 103 in his own apartment. He flipped his own blintzes. He took everyone to Dickie's Barbecue in Dallas, Texas every Thursday. He was a professional poker player who put all of the grandkids through graduate school. He led a quiet, quiet but beloved life. And when he died, much to the sorrow of those of us who could not believe it, even though he was 103, I understood that the world is full of people who are leading quiet, beloved lives, and it seemed to me that it would be good for us, the rest of us, to know about them.
We're going to hear the first of your profiles in a moment, but tell me first where these stories come from, how you pick the people you wanted to profile.
It's a good question, because it's turned out to be a deeper path than I had imagined. I thought I would peruse the obituary sections, not the side of the page with the archived photographs, but the side of the page with the tiny black and white photographs and the small paragraphs. But in fact, I think it's very difficult for strangers to trust someone who calls them blindly and says, "May I please write a tribute to your beloved person?" So up until now, my sources have been neighbors, friends, colleagues, doctors, and anyone who has heard about this who has a beloved name.
Well, let's listen to one of the first you did. This is about, if I understand correctly, your former landlady. Right?
Oh, yes.
So let's listen now to the first profile in this new series from Alyssa Eli that we're calling The Remembrance Project, The Lives of Those Among Us.
Rose King died May 27th, 2011, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She was 90 years old and had lived in the same four-story house her entire life. She did not like to leave home. Generations of her family lived in the apartments below and above her, doing her grocery shopping and choosing to raise their own families in the presence of her gentle spirit and her cooking. Mrs. King kept her four rooms spotless. The kitchen tiles shone so waxily that visitors stepped with wariness. She hung her clothes out the third-story window, leaning in a perilous and adept way well into her 80s, and never dropped a clothespin. She made Thanksgiving turkey and pies until she grew too weak to hoist the bird into the oven. Then her nephew, who lived one floor above and whose dinner she cooked each night, hoisted it for her. Mrs. King was a liberal, though her radio was always tuned to conservative politics. She found rageful talk hosts endearing. It was never clear whether she believed them. She loved her family members equally and fully. This included the few lucky tenants who snagged empty apartments in the house. Once she invited an aging single lady into her waxed kitchen for some cookies. "Never mind," she said, when loneliness came up in conversation. "You are a hidden treasure. A hidden treasure. Someone will find you." The single lady never forgot those words. After she married and moved away, she invited Mrs. King to visit her in the suburbs. Mrs. King did, leaning on her nephew, clearly anxious, but bearing a plate of cookies and a gift of mixing bowls. A small wake, in Cambridge, of course, was held before the funeral. Mrs. King lay in state, looking both like and unlike herself, while her family and former tenants sat around her reminiscing. Everyone knew that if she only could have, she would have offered them something to eat.
That's Alyssa Eli with a remembrance of Rose King, who died in May 2011 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She was 90 years old, and Alyssa is here with us. Really, really lovely piece. Really lovely. There's real intimacy here that you don't find in the typical obituary. I'm curious what you found in talking to family members for these profiles. Was it hard to draw people out, or were they eager to share stories about their loved ones?
I'm not sure that they always knew how to tell the stories at first or what it was that I was hoping to hear. But in fact, everyone's life is so full of such amazing detail and stories. And after a while, as a mentor of mine said once, if you let someone talk long enough, they start to listen to what they're saying. And I think some of that began to happen, because although we thought we would sit down for minutes, I've been sitting down with people for an hour and a half. And to be trite, it really flies.
And you're looking for those small details that really sort of tell the intimate story about who this person is. And I'm guessing that when you're talking to the people who knew them really well, they're almost not aware of which details those are. You know what I mean? Was that the case?
Yes. Everybody has those details. We often don't know them about ourselves, and we're so familiar with others, we don't. But again, if someone's listening from the outside, but with a lot of interest, they start to come alive again.
When you talk to people about the passing of their loved ones, are there certain consistent themes that emerge from these conversations?
Well, it reminds me a little bit of when you have a child and you think you love your child more than anyone has ever loved their child in the history of child loving. I find that everybody who wants to talk to me, not that relationships aren't fraught and filled with dark moments and ambivalence, but everyone who talks to me has loved the member of their family more than anyone has ever loved a member of their family, and that's what they have in common.
Well, the Remembrance Project from Alyssa Eli will air Tuesdays on Radio Boston. If you'd like to suggest someone to be profiled for this series, you can send an email to obits@wbur.org. You can also find more information at radioboston.org. And Alyssa, we really look forward to hearing these stories, and thanks so much for coming in today.
You're so welcome.
Stay with us. Coming up, the author of A Survival Guide to Parenting Teens. If you're the mother or father of an adolescent, this is your chance to call in and get some advice. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.